بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله خيرا for joining us today for Rahma's English course. الحمد لله. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well. So today we are continuing where we left off from the previous lesson. And by the tawfiq of Allah, we are going to start the next juz. So juz number 7. And we are starting from ayah number 83. And then our lesson today is going to be until ayah number 86. So we are going to start first off with the recitation of these verses. If y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from the beginning of this lesson, from ayah number 83.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا سمعوا ما أنزل إلى الرسول ترى أعينهم تفيض من الدمع مما عرفوا من الحق يقولون ربنا آمنا فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين وما لنا لا نؤمن بالله وما جاءنا من الحق ونطمع أن يدخلنا ربنا مع القوم الصالحين فأثابهم الله بما قالوا جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وذلك جزاء المحسنين والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم.
So inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 83 to ayah number 86. Now for the theory part of our class, we will review what we covered in the last class, which is madarij lis-sukun, and then we will move on to the next type of mad. So madarij lis-sukun, as you can guess by the name, is a mad that is bisabab al-sukun, that is caused because of a sukun. So we learned that a mad that is longer than two counts, a mad that is not mad asli, that is not a natural mad, is going to be caused for two reasons. Either it is going to be caused بسبب الهمزة or بسبب السكون, for the reason of a hamza or the reason of a sukun. So either one is going to cause this mad to be longer than two counts. So this mad here is مدعارد للسكون, meaning that it is caused by a sukun. And عارد here means temporary. So this is a mad that is caused by a temporary sukun, an عارد سكون. Now, what is an arid sukun? An arid sukun occurs in a letter that has a haraka, but for any reason, you stop on this letter and it then becomes a sukun. So for mad'arid lis-sukun, you will not see that letter having an actual sukun. So the letter itself that you are stopping on that has the sukun has a different haraka. So it has fatha, dhamma, or kasra. But when you stop at the end of this word, that letter is going to now have a sukun. So this is a temporary sukun. It is not a permanent sukun. The letter in the Quran itself does not have a sukun. But you are temporarily placing it there because you have stopped on this letter. So now this is a arid sukun, a temporary sukun. And if the letter before this sukun is an alif mad or a waw mad or a ya mad, then this is going to be a mad'arid lis-sukun. Then you can make it either a 2 or 4 or a 6 harakat count mad. So here again, what we are looking for is that temporary sukun. When we look at an example, you will see what it means. So if we have the word al-bayana, now noon here has a fatha, al-bayana. But if I have decided to stop at al-bayan, I will give a sukun at the end on the noon. Al-bayan. Now that noon has a sukun, it is a temporary sukun. Now remember that noon did have a fatha. It did say al-bayana. But because I have stopped, now I'm going to give this a temporary sukun. And as you heard, I did make this a 4-count mad. So now this is a longer mad because it is mad'arid lis-sukun. Another example, if we have the word ta'amaluna and I have decided to stop, I will say ta'alamun. So now I have made this a 4-count mad and I have given this a temporary sukun on the noon. And now another example, nasta'inu, if I have stopped, nasta'in. And I have given this a mad. Now for mad'arid lis-sukun, you can do either 2 counts or 4 counts or 6 count. This is up to your own discretion, whatever you are comfortable with. In most cases, people who do 2 are usually reciting a little bit faster. So for example, sometimes in taraweeh or a hadr recitation, you might hear that the sheikh is reciting it only for 2 counts. Sometimes when the recitation is very slow, such as in the tahajjud prayers, or when you are trying to learn your tajweed, or you are trying to read carefully, when you are reading in a slower tone, then sometimes you will do 6 harakat. And then the average is about 4. Majority of the people do around 4 counts. And then I myself also usually do a 4-count mad. So again, this is totally up to you. If you want to do 2 or 4 or 6, you can do whichever one you like. The only thing is that once you have picked a type of mad, a 2 or 4 or 6 count mad, you must stick to this harakat count for as long as the duration of your recitation. So if I have started reciting and I'm going to read one juz, for example, in one sitting without moving, without stopping, then in that entire sitting, I will follow that same med count. So if I start with a 6-count med, then all of my mudud have to be 6-count. So all of my med for mad'arid lis-sukun must be 6-count. So at the end of an ayah, if I have done a 6-count med, then at the end of every ayah, I will continue doing this 6 harakat count. So the only thing is that you must remain consistent. Whatever one you have chosen, just make sure you stick with that throughout your recitation. If you decide to stop your recitation, you want to take a little break, or if you are praying and then you have finished your prayer and then you begin a new prayer, then in that case, you are allowed to change the count. So you can do a 2-count on the first first 2 rak'ahs, and then once you have ended your prayer and the next 2 rak'ahs you want to do 4, you are allowed to do that. And then also if you are reciting the Quran and you have stopped and then you get up to drink some water, you come back, then you can change your harakat. So whatever one you choose, just make sure for one sitting you are sticking with that. And then if you have stopped your recitation for any reason, then you are allowed to change. So this is mad'arid lis-sukun. Inshallah, we will look at another example of this as we do our lesson, the analysis of these verses. And this, inshallah, will help us understand this a bit better. Then the next type of mad that we're going to cover today is madlin. Now madlin is also a type of mad that we have already covered twice before. Madlin we covered when it came to mad asli, and madlin that we covered, or not madlin, but it was the sifa of lean. It was the quality of lean. So these were the 3 times now that we're going to be covering madlin, or the sifa of lean. So madlin here, the reason why it is coming again, the first time we had madlin was in mad asli. So that was also a lean mad asli. Now we are going to be doing madlin again, but this is because it is caused by a temporary sukun. So this is similar to mad'arid lis-sukun. So exactly the circumstance that we had for mad'arid lis-sukun, meaning that you are stopping at the end of the word and now you put a sukun on a letter that normally does not have sukun, then you make it a 2 or 4 or 6 harakat count, mad. So exactly this way, madlin is going to have the same exact rules. The only difference is that instead of having an alif, waw, or ya mad, you are going to have a fatha followed by a waw mad, or a fatha followed by a ya mad. So these are the lean letters. So we have and we have A. So these are the two lean letters. And if you have any of these lean letters followed by a temporary sukun, then it is going to be a madleen that is either 2 or 4 or 6 harakat long. So this is the difference from madleen that we covered with mad asli. That was a 2-count madleen. That was simply if we see au or ay, then we would do a 2-count mad. But if we have madleen followed by a temporary sukun, then you can make this a 4 or 6 harakat count as well. So for example, if I have the word naumun and I have stopped, I will say naum. Khawfin and I stop. Khawf. Quraishin and I stop. Quraish. Albayti and I stop. Albayt. So you see, in all of these examples, we have that madleen. Nau, khaw, ray, bay. So I have madleen. And then the next letter is a letter with a temporary sukun. And this is going to cause this to be a 2 or 4 or 6 harakat. Again, you can choose whichever one you like. You can do any of these three. Just make sure that you do remain consistent. So once you have started your recitation, stick with that until the end of your recitation and just be consistent on that mad count. So those are the two rules that we will cover today. Mad'arid, lissukun, and madleen, lissukun. And now, inshallah, let's go ahead and look at the analysis of these verses. So we are going to start from ayah number 83. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سمعوا. So here, سمعوا is going to be عين from the middle of the throat. So make sure that you do have a little bit of that strangulation from the throat. ما, this is a 4-count med. This is med jaiz munfasil because the med and the hamza occur in separate words. So this is med jaiz munfasil because it is fasala, it is disconnected. They are not within the same word. So now I will pull this for 4 counts. ما أنزل إلى الرسول. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. ترى أعينهم. So ترى is going to be a 4-count مد. This is also مد جائز منفصل because it is in separate words. And then the را here in ترى is going to be heavy. أعينهم. عين is going to be from the middle of the throat. So give it a little bit of that strangulation from the middle of the throat. تفيضوا. ضاد is going to be heavy. من الدمعي. ميم is going to have توسط. So rest on this for a little bit. عين is going to be from the middle of the throat. مما عرفوا. عين is going to be from the middle of the throat. Again, را is going to be heavy here in this case. من الحق. قاف is a heavy letter. And then qaf also has qalqala. So give it a little bit of that bounce when we stop here on qaf with a hamza. Yaquluna, qaf again is going to be heavy. Rabbana, ra is going to be heavy. Rabbana, this is a 4-count med. This is madja is munfasil. Again, we see that med and the hamza are in separate words. So it is munfasil, fasala, madja is because it is allowed. Faktubana, kaf here is going to have hams. Faktubana, so give it a little bit of that air. Ma'a, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ash-shahideen. Now here we have the word ash-shahideena. Noon has a fatha. But if I stop here, I am going to give this a temporary sukun. So now this becomes mad'arid lis-sukun. So I can make this a 2 or 4 or 6 count mad. Because I normally do 4 counts, I will make this one 4 as well. Faktubna ma'ash-shahideen. Now this is a 4-count mad. And then we will make sure that noon has a little bit of tawassut at the end so that we are not dropping this noon with a sukun. So this is mad'arid lis-sukun. The next ayah, وَمَا لَنَا لَا نُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ. وَمَا is a 2-count mad. لَنَا is a 2-count mad. لَا is a 2-count mad. نُؤْمِنُ. Hamza is going to have jahr, so make sure you give it a little bit of that jerkiness. بِاللَّهِ, name of Allah here is going to be light. وَمَا, 2-count mad. جَاءَنَا, this is a 4-count mad. This is mad wajib, muttasil, because it is together within one word. جَاءَنَا, 2-count mad. مِنَ الْحَقِّ, qaf is going to be heavy. وَنَطَمَعُ, طَاف ta is going to be heavy. And then it also has qalqala, so give it a little bit of that bounce. وَنَطَمَعُ, عَيْن is going to be from the middle of the throat. أَن يُدَخِلَنَا, dal is going to be heavy and it's going to have a little bit of that bounce. خِي, خَا is going to be heavy here in this case. يُدَخِلَنَا, Na is a two count med. Rabbuna, this is a two count med. Ra in this case in Rabbuna is heavy. Ma'al qawmi, qaf is going to be heavy. Qawmis salihin, sad is going to be heavy. And then we end here on a temporary sukun. So I will make this a four count med arid lissukun. Ma'al qawmis salihin. Four count med. You can also make this two or six count depending on your own style of recitation. In the next ayah, فَأَثَابَهُمُ اللَّهُ, name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before has a dhamma. بِمَا قَالُوا, qaf is going to be heavy. جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي, ra in this case is light. مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat, and then ha is going to be from the lower throat. الْأَنْهَارُ, ra is going to be heavy. خَالِدِينَ, kha is heavy. فِيهَا, to count med. وَذَلِكَ, that here is going to be a two-count med. جَزَاءُ, this is a four-count med. This is med wajib, muttasil, because it is in a one word. We have the hamza and we have the med within one word. المحسنين, here we have a med arid للسكون, so I will make this a four-count med. جَزَاءُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, make sure it's a four count med, and then also give a tawassut on the noon. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, ra in this case is going to be heavy. وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, آيَاتِنَا is a four count med, and then a is going to be a two count med. Ya is a two count med, and this is going to be mad jaiz munfasil because they are in two separate words. Ulaika, this is a four count med, and this is mad wajib muttasil because they are within the same words. Ashab, sad is going to be heavy. Ha is from the middle of the throat. Al jahim, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat, and then we end here on a four count med. Ashabul jahim, and then make sure you give meme a little bit of that tawassut to make sure you are not dropping this meme with a sukun. So this, as we learned, is mada'arid lissukun. Mada'arid lissukun is a med that is caused by a temporary sukun. So it is when we have a sukun that we are adding because we are stopping at the end of the word. This is not normally there. Normally the letter that has sukun does have a harakat, so it has fatha, dhamma, or kasra. But because we have decided to stop at the end of this word, we will give it a temporary sukun. And when we have a temporary sukun, you will now make this a either 2 count or 4 count or 6 count med, depending on your speed or style of recitation. The only thing is that we must remain consistent. Whatever you have chosen, you must stick with that throughout your entire recitation until you either stop or you finish your prayer or you finish your recitation. Then you can change this the next time that you recite. So this is mada'arid lissukun. And then we had madlin. So madlin is the exact same rules as mada'arid lissukun. It is caused by a temporary sukun, and it is going to be if there is a mad letter, waw or ya mad, and preceded by that there is a fatha. So fatha and then a waw, or fatha and then a ya, aw or a, and then followed by a temporary sukun, and this is going to be madlin. And then this is going to be either 2 counts or 4 counts or 6 counts long. So for example, we have the word naumun, and then this is going to be madlin. Naum, khawfin, khawf, quraishin, quraish, albayti, albayt. So you see here now, this has become either a 2 or 4 or 6 count med. So this does have the exact same rulings as mada'arid lissukun. The only difference here is that in mada'arid, there is going to be a alif, waw, or ya med. And then in madlin, there is only going to be aw or a, the two lean letters followed by a sukun. So these were the two of the med rules that we learned today, mada'arid and madlin. And then inshallah, in the next class, we will move on to the next type of med. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. It is now time for the tafsir part of our class, so I will end here. And inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.